Poker Face, Shoesy, Ed and Aaron on Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM. Tops of 25 in Hornsby today.
Now, Aaron, you want to basically sleep with your daughter, Eliza. She's 3.5. You want to keep sleeping with her for till she moves out of home. That's fair to say.
Essentially, yes. But I also realise that's probably not good for her. So we've just moved into a new place. She's got her own bedroom, brand new bed, beautiful setup in there. And she had her first night sleeping in there night before last. Last night she stayed at her dad's. But tonight she'll be back in there. But she lasted till about midnight and then was back in my bed.
So should you persist in keeping her in her own room for her mental well-being and your mental well-being? Or should you just get her back in your room? Who are we going to ask?
We're joined by the author of Parental as Anything, which is a book I own, and the fantastic podcast Parental as Anything, a must listen. The legend that is Maggie Dent. Maggie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi guys.
Hi Maggie, great to have you back.
Now you've got to tell us. You've got to tell us straight though, Maggie. You don't sugarcoat this. I mean, what?
No, I'm not.
No, she what? Doesn't.
Are you ready?
Do that. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay,
I know you don't.
So.
I know.
Developmentally, particularly from a evolutionary biology state, children have always co-slept closely with their biggest safe grown-ups until they are ready to move away because they didn't have houses with the bedrooms.
Yeah.
So, next one. Erin, if you're sleeping okay with your daughter in your bed, can you tell me what the problem is? Just because you've got a nice bedroom waiting. There isn't one.
No, there's not.
So just ignore anyone who says they should be in their own room.
No, but hang on, Maggie.
Just
because she's not saying what you wanted her to say, let her speak.
No, but she needs to know all the information. Maggie, Erin often complains she didn't get enough sleep because her daughter was tossing and turning. Ed, does that happen regularly?
Shoesy, that is not true. I don't sleep sometimes, nothing to do with the child.
Yeah,
she's actually amazing. She goes off, I touch my leg to hers and we just connect.
And also, she's also a little one who has two houses, okay?
Yes, recently so two houses, recently.
Recently.
Yes.
And also she's living in a pandemic.
Yes.
We're also, like she's 3.5. What we also know is that children can sleep really well when they feel calm and they feel really calm when they feel really safe.
Yeah.
Some of our kids cruise straight off into their own room and don't even bat an eyelid. Some of them, again, will actually need longer with a big safe person, whether that means a parent sleeps beside them till they're asleep. Nanny does that a lot with a couple of her grandies who are a bit sensitive. Yeah. When they're finally asleep, that's
Maggie,
okay.
Maggie, this is the greatest thing that's ever
happened.
Seriously,
Maggie, no, this is one of the... We keep looking at things that aren't really problems because people tell you it's the problem.
Well, I feel like the pressure that I'm failing because she's sleeping with me or that she's only 3.5, but...
Well, the stronger the attachment, the stronger the attachment.
Yep.
That is that really that you are... I'm going to lean into. Now, there's many parents out there at the moment with kids starting school...
Yep.
They're finding their 5-year-olds are crawling into their beds, and that's exactly what they need to do because this is pretty scary.
Yeah.
And then when they're brave again, then they'll go back if they want to, or they'll sleep on a mattress beside. And we need to stop seeing it as a problem. The number one priority is sleep for children as much as possible. The second one is sleep for parents also as much as possible.
Maggie Dent, the author of Parental as Anything, the podcast Parental as Anything. It's open season.
Absolutely.
Good luck, Eliza. You'll be in there till you're 25.
You know,
Maggie, the reason he's annoyed is that he wants me out there meeting men and doing things so that I can bring content to this show. That's why he's annoyed. He doesn't care about my daughter's welfare. He wants me dating for content.
No, I'm going to knock all the walls out in our house. There's just everyone sleeps. Everything's in the same room.
Can I just let you know one thing, Hughesy?
Of course.
Yeah.
One thing, and that is before you know it, your child will want to sleep with someone you don't want them to sleep with.
Here we go. Thank you, Maggie Dent. She's in there.
The new 104.1 Today FM, Sydney Traffic. Adventure.